recorded live. And then it'll upload it to Dropbox.
Tech.
Okay, I'd like to call to order the special meeting of the Village Council for December the 10th, 2013. Start off with the pledge of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Since this is a special meeting, we can discuss the agenda item only, which is the appointment for the clerk. We have three people applying. Their resume should be in your packet. One is from a Gretchen Eichberg, which we have to throw out because of the fact that she's applying for the township clerk in her application, which is the village clerk. And secondly, she doesn't reside in the village limits. So that one isn't to be considered. That leaves two other people that meet the requirements, Sharon Bauer and Sue Olson. Now, the reason that we're having this special meeting is because we're getting, at least I'm getting a lot of pressure, especially since the last meeting from the state to fill this clerk position. So, I'm not a big fan of holding special meetings because it costs money, but since the state's been involved, we've had to jump through a lot of hoops, so the time limit of a month, I mean, just doesn't coincide with their agenda. since the last meeting, I know after the last meeting, there was a misconception that we had to hire somebody, it didn't matter where they resided. So when I got back to the office the next day, we contacted MML, and the residency rule does apply. So I contacted also, I forget the guy's name, who was the guy that was here?
Eric Klein.
I contacted him because it was his idea that we could go outside. So I wanted to contact him right away and say, look, MML says you were wrong. I wanted to make sure that he knew and he understood. He said, yes, that makes sense because of the fact that this person was filling up a clerk position. Then I waited for approximately 3 weeks for people to apply for this position. And at first we only had one, and then I think about a week ago, Sharon Bauer applied. And just recently, I think probably today, I'm not sure because I hadn't seen this from Sue Olson, but so now we have basically two people. So I can leave it up to the council if you want to discuss our procedures or
I'd just like to know, in that 3 weeks, was it
advertise in the newspaper, made it posted? Or, you know, how did people know about it to apply?
At our last meeting, I think it was very evident that that position was going to be open. MML said that we don't have to post that position.
What makes that difference in, and I'm just curious, I'm not trying to cause trouble, but what makes that difference in the council position that everybody thought we should post? Was that illegal or was that a want to?
I just asked legally what we should do. 3 weeks, 3 weeks I thought was a lot of time. Some people, somebody suggested, well, look, why don't we try to get a clerk from another township? Well, right away, there's no residency. We can't contact clerks from other townships because they have to reside in their legal residence, so that was ultimate. So I waited for 3 weeks. And really, to me, I could have waited until until our next meeting, except for the state kept reading down and I said, you've got to do this. We have to have it done. So.
But if you don't advertise, most people are going to know that the position's open. Not everybody was at the last meeting.
Ask when we're going to get it, what we want to earn for it. And that's exactly what I hope for.
I think people knew.
And they didn't want to go down to the office and put something in it. So be it. This is a position that needs to be filled.
Well, we had a council position open, and we had applicants, that wasn't good enough. It had to be posted.
Was it posted?
And this is a much more important position. I don't want to say much more important, but.
More important than anything else. I'm not in the first place when Sharon basically had a nervous breakdown. She just walked out of the office. She didn't. As I'm concerned, I've seen the same thing happen to another lady in Frankfurt one night there, but she still got her same job. She walked out and she just burned out. After 2 or 3 weeks, she's back on the job again. But beside the point is we need somebody, and we all know that Sharon is well qualified for her job. I got this just a little while ago, and that's inappropriate.
Is it appropriate to get an application? Why is that?
Well, you got an office, haven't you? Right down there. We just walked down to the office. It's one block from where this woman works. Like myself. There's no difference. I have no qualms about anybody. But this set of precedents, or if you set a precedent, then I'll come in and
well, you're setting a precedent by not posting it, at least in the post office where everybody goes every day. To me, that's setting a precedent. So I think if we're going to do set of precedents, it needs to be across the board for everything, not just when it suits the needs of some people.
The biggest problem I'm having is this job here, this lady here knew this is open. And I get an application. In fact, as I said, my son walked into the house half an hour ago just before I came up here and handed it to me.
If the position wasn't
qualified, I'm not going to make any difference who they are.
If the position wasn't posted, then there's no deadline attached to submitting.
It was posted in for 18 hours in the post office. I know that.
That was the special meeting.
That was just for the special meeting. But as far as someone applying for a position, the Planning Commission is going through the same thing, looking for a member of the Planning Commission, and has posted something, and I think today was the deadline for possibilities on that, but we did go through this at the time we looked for another council member to be appointed, and it was asked at this table in October, was that posted? Did we put out any kind of a notice so that other people could apply? And council voted to wait another month, let's post it and make sure that everybody has an opportunity to know in writing that the position is open. And I agree that if we're going to do that one time, then we should do it every time we fill a vacancy for an elected official or committee or whatever. We should have, you talk about precedents, we set precedents back in October for this process, and it hasn't been followed. And when you say this application has come in too late, if there wasn't anything posted, there was no deadline on there saying you have to apply by such and such a date or such
let's
and such
just,
a time.
Let's just put it this way. When I see something like that, then I know that for some reason or another, someone's been approached to do that position, that she has the ability to do this. Not the point. The point is, if I'm going to get a piece of paper, if I'm going to get an application for something, then I'm going to either approve it or I'm going to disapprove it.
I think Sue Wilson knew that this position was open for 3 weeks. That's all I'm saying.
So what does that have to do with anything?
Well, I'm just saying. You're saying that it gives people a chance.
It's
Sue Wilson knew that this position was open at the last meeting. 90%. I don't even know, but enough people knew that this position was open, and we followed the procedure that the state mandated. So that's where I'm at.
But why is it different?
I looked at this application here, which is November 22nd. She was sent this. How come she knew it? Nobody else knew it. Is that something wrong?
It was posted on Facebook. Yeah. Not everybody's on Facebook.
And that's
I don't do Facebook, and I don't.
I know you don't.
You know the reason I don't do it
that's
is just
why
I'm trash.
That's why we cover all aspects of advertising. Everybody will see it.
Yeah, I didn't. I even went look at that, and I kept some copies of some of the things that have been downgraded for Albert and that. And I don't think it's very, as far as I'm concerned, some of the people ought to be sued. Maybe they will be for it.
Are we in agreement that we have two qualified candidates?
Right.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
Then let's consider them.
I agree.
And then I think maybe on our agenda at the next meeting, we ought to put something on there about what's the procedure we're going to follow and make it a resolution and make it binding for the way that we conduct business.
That would be the idea. And it should be. It really should be a dated form that when a job is open, you have 30 days to and we really should do that. This has lasted too long, and again, when Stapleton resigned, he had been off three or four meetings already then, and so he didn't help us much at all because of that. He had his problems, and he should have, at that time, he should have, and like I said, to me, it's heartbreaking to see what happened there with him, but we still, it should have been done. We should have a resolution in our book that all jobs should be filled within 30 days.
Emily, wasn't it on Alberta Alert? Didn't you put it on the Alberta Alert? That's what somebody told me they saw it.
Yeah, it was.
How long was it on the on your Alberta Alert approximately?
Well, see, you posted a council meeting report. I would say about a week after the meeting.
Okay, so.
And then it was on Facebook right away.
So we were looking.
But that's on the computer too, and not everybody.
I know that. I'm just asking her. I knew it was on the Alberta Alert.
It was on the Facebook page, the Alberta Alert Facebook page, pretty much like the next day.
Okay.
That we needed somebody.
But we need a procedure that works for this legislative body at this table, not relying on social networking to do our duties for us.
I think it goes back to the report from the Department of Treasury. We need policies and procedures and the way that we're going to operate, and then we wouldn't be having 20-minute discussions about where to go. That's what we've been doing for months.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Jen.
I said we wasted too much time already not getting any policies and procedures going. That's the main thing in this new book.
discussion about the two applicants.
I'm wondering.
Yes, Robin?
I mean, I noticed that Sue's here. I'm wondering if it's appropriate for us to ask her questions. I mean, it is a job interview in my mind.
Yep, we did the same thing for the council position, so feel free if you want to respond.
Sue, you have the job at the post office and the job. Are you thinking that you're going to continue with those, or would you give those up to take the clerk's position?
Well,
what's your thoughts?
Yeah, the two part-time, like the massage therapist and the farmer's market, those are both seasonal.
Right.
So the farmer's market is obviously in the summer and the part of the spring, part of the fall. Massage therapist is, right now I go to Traverse City one day a month to do massage there, and then whenever I get massage, but it's very, like once every 2 weeks or whatever now. Right now that isn't really an issue. I work 9 to 1 at the post office, and because it wasn't posted like what the hours or anything would be, I just thought, you know, why not? And I actually, personally, I feel like my time at the post office is fairly limited. Just because I've done what I can do, and which for me it was to keep that post office open, and to take Tim's position. He had to retire, so and no one applied for it, and the post office was going to be closed, basically. So I've done what I can do there, and I don't think it's going to close because it's got a great base, you know. But I don't think I want to work 6 days a week, which is what I'm doing. And that wasn't the plan when I took the job. It was to work 3 to 4 days a week. And they're so limited in their extra personnel, because everybody's been caught that isn't a situation that I can deal with right now. So I have to work 6 days a week.
Okay, but were we to decide that you would fill the clerk's position, you would quit working at the post office and do the clerk's position full-time?
If that's what it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I guess my concern was in terms of would we need to work around post office hours or filling vacations if the treasurer's on vacation or whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty clear with myself about what I want to do, and it's not to work 6 days a week.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
As far as computer skills, do you have any experience with updating the website and doing that so that we don't have to have John Mahon?
Yeah. When I had my storefront, I also had a website business for the years that I had the storefront. So it was set up for me by a webmaster. Set up the database, and then he showed me how to go in and update whenever I put a new product on, and I also sold off of that website. So I learned all that, not by going to school, but by doing it. So I am familiar with how to update. I can't put together a website, but I can definitely go in, and I feel comfortable doing that, going in and changing.
You can post the minutes and...
Right.
For that pursuit, because she's been doing the farmer's market page on the village website, updating that and adding pictures and that kind of stuff. And being the farmer's market master, we are familiar with her skills with giving us updates and being clear about the needs curious to us, that everything's good, it's in on time, especially with the crazy SNAP stuff, that can't be easy, so I'm just trying to get us to understand that, it's been helpful.
Can I make a comment back to James about your question about the community? There's one, and I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to start a database. We had Excel or whatever. I told Lori that before, that I had asked in my previous job for someone to show me how to do that. And this woman said, yeah, I'll show you. And then basically it was already set up, and she showed me how to get in there and change stuff around. Well, that didn't teach me anything. So I don't know how to do a database. I don't know how to do the Excel program, except go in and change things and set one up.
I know how to do that. I also know that's why I do, do yours.
Right.
So I set that all up. I do that all the time. I have to believe how many spreadsheets I have out there. Yeah. So I already know how to do that, both in Lotus and Excel. So.
My concern for sharing coming back would be all the stuff that lays ahead of us with this, with the DEP stuff and this Treasury stuff that we have to tackle. If prior to this happening, she was stressed out and it was wreaking havoc with her health, this isn't going to be better. So, in regards to her health, I'm worried about how it would affect that. Because we still have all of this to go through yet. And based on her resignation letter, her retirement letter, it was a stressful time for her, it raised havoc for her health, health was very important to her, so she retired. And clearly, I would just, my thought is to just uphold her wishes still with all of this stuff in view in the future.
Well, one thing about Sharon, she knows all the operations of the village. Now, of course, she's been in it for 18 years. I don't believe we have anybody that can come behind her right now and do any of the zoning that she's been doing, because there's most of the people sitting right here in this room right here have not even been with the zoning. And that's something we have to keep up day to day almost. And so long as she's still capable and doing that, we have to have someone that can do that and set up our website that they've been working on, and she broke in, got that all set up. She told me that just the other day. So, and if someone will work with no benefits at all, work 2 hours or 2 days or 3 days a week, whatever is needed, so be it.
I'm kind of looking at the flip side of what you're saying, Jen, and that is, You're talking about all of the things that are ahead of us in terms of the DEP and the Treasury report and everything, and you're looking at it that you don't know that she can handle it. I think the flip side of that is that she has 18 years of experience. How long does it take us to get somebody who has never worked in village government up to speed where they're useful to us in doing this? So there's a big learning curve there, I think.
I've been on council for a year now, and I'm still learning every day because nobody comes up to you and tells you what to do.
So I think I look at it differently. I look at it that at this critical point in what's happening in the village in terms of the DEP, in terms of the Treasurer's report, in terms of everything we need to do,
time to bring somebody new on board and go through that, how many months learning curve.
Sue, would you agree to 2 days a week?
Possibly, yes. Can I say something?
Yes.
To Robin, I've never had such a steep learning curve as the post office. I have to say that. It kicked my... I went in there thinking that, well, it's the post office, and, you know, you put mail out in boxes and you sort and whatever. The requirements and the federal regulations that you have to abide by were amazing to me, and everything's in code. So not only do you have to learn that, but you have to learn the code so you know whether anybody's talking about. So the woman who trained me, Kay Merrill trained me, and she started it November 17th, and she was out of there January 26th. She went on to another job, another post office. And it was the most intense training I've ever had in my life. And I've worked at some pretty heavy-duty places, I think. And, you know, as I was being trained, I was so thankful for the fact that this person knew the ins and outs. She had worked at a number of different post offices. So she knew how this post office worked. She knew how this post office worked. She knew how this post office worked. And so she brought all the best practices of each of those post offices and trained me that way. And I think that's why that learning curve was steep, but it was attainable within that kind of time. I mean, I'm still learning every day too, but so I'm not new to a steep learning curve, and I understand a village government would be steep. I get that.
You're not going to be able to just walk in there and do.
You're right.
Because it's not.
You're right.
It's going to work.
18 years ago, when Sharon came in there, and we had. And they come in and walk in that office, and they didn't have nothing that they do, nothing to do, because there was nothing there for them to do. We had to, the village had to pay out quite a sum of a lot of money to get the people updated and equipment updated, and basically everything's pretty good now. But when those two walked in that office, it was a mess.
Well, we had two at the same time. You and Sharon were both kind of teaching each other, weren't you?
Well, one thing we did have for us, though, was we had both were clerk and treasurer for a township. So we had governmental experience coming in, although the two people that had just, it was terrible. The banking accounts had been balanced in forever, you know, that kind of thing. So it took us a long time to get everything caught up, but we still brought our governmental knowledge with us. So,
but with both coming, don't you think it would be harder for two than just one when she already would have?
Sure, we didn't even have the key to get in there. They didn't show up, yeah. So we didn't have the key. But that's been changed now. That's why we staggered.
Right.
We both run 4-year terms, but we run she runs two, and then I run the next two. And so they'll never be both clerk and treasurer losing an election at the same time.
Right.
So you won't have that again.
Because Sharon talked about retirement. She's probably going to retire at the end of the next year. We're going to be dealt with this again.
I don't know that, because
possibly very soon.
She had always talked about when she retired, maybe just doing something for a couple days a week. She didn't want to just sit home. And so I think when she, I've talked to her, so her health is much better, and she's not going to be under the same amount of stress she was, because she's only there 2 days a week. She probably won't even get involved in the deficit elimination plan, its treasurer. She doesn't have to do that. So there are things that, you know, she just would
really liked, still liked to do her minutes to her meetings. She likes that stuff. I hate it, but she does. So when she, after she thought about it for a while, she thought, you know, you guys were going to appoint someone to fill the job. And she said, well, you know, they talked about the clerk going down to 2 days a week. That was everybody's plan. So she said, you know, I could do that. I'd like to do that. So that's kind of how it came out.
Well, and I sat down and I ran the numbers and with somebody working 2 days a week, and I figured it 8 hour days, working 2 8 hour days a week, and then in the case of Sharon's letter, her request for us to pay her health insurance, which is just a, like a Medicare supplemental, but $150, $160 a month, you're going to take, you know, a chunk out of the budget for the office. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that everybody's been looking at, is where do we make the cuts that make sense? We still get the job done, but we take some money out of it, and that becomes part of the debt elimination plan. And if we, if Sharon's willing to work 2 days a week and not have any benefits other than, you know, a minimal health insurance contribution.
$457's gone for her. Her, you know, HRA is gone because she's on the supplemental. No vacations, no holiday pay. You know, so there is a lot. There is.
That would hold true with anybody coming in at 2 days a week, wouldn't it?
Not necessarily.
Why? Because you give somebody else 2 days a week benefits?
Oh, I don't know if it's or not, but like I said, that's a whole other policy decision. That's a policy that you have to work in. I went through a lot of stuff in the village property, and I have probably just about 90% of the stuff that had been done in the village on 1956-57. And I can go back and revise filing cabinets that I have, and I can, if necessary. It might take a while to do it, but I can dig it out. And there's a lot of policies that were made.
Forward.
Yeah. A lot of policies that were made and adopted and not followed up. And that has to stop.
That's a whole different.
Yep, another whole thing.
We have let's get this done. So
the position is for 2 days. We have two applicants ready, willing to work 2 days. My concern with Sharon, and I know Sharon, I know there's a lot of pluses there because she does know a lot about the village stuff. My concern is, you know, the chips were really down. We were really in a whole big bind there, and you know, she took time off. We didn't know when she was working, when she wasn't working, and her just retiring immediately doesn't give me a warm, fuzzy feeling that we can depend on that. I don't know where we'll be if the going gets tough again, you know. I think that's something that we really need to consider.
Even above that, from day one, she'd been through this lawsuit, and that's part of the problem. I have a whole box of all this crap that came off that lawsuit, and every one of you had the same thing. And where did it come from? Come through the village office, and she had to handle that. And nobody gave her a thank, and didn't give anything about it. They just let her do it. That's her job. Well, when you get a big lawsuit like that with those lawyers, they don't care. You make a mistake, and you're going to cost you money. She has been up on that, and she has worked with that our law office for I don't know how many years, and they when they call up there and they ask her a question, she has it for them. If she's not there, too bad, because if she can work 2 days, if she has to work 2 days, 2.5 days, so be it. But she knows the zoning. There's nobody else in here that knows the zoning, that is up on the zoning whatsoever. She's got it, so. And when you start looking at their lawsuit,
the zoning and the when you also, of course, we have the on our zoning every almost every month they come up with a little bit different thing, and that has to be filed and put in the right place. But I would I have appreciated over the many years that she's been in the office, because most every time I could call up or come down, I've tried never to call up, because when you call up, there's already three people on the telephone line. So usually I'll come down and ask my question and leave. But as I said before, when you have this kind of thing going, our lawsuit hasn't quit. It just didn't set up for the middle of the summer. And our zoning certainly hasn't quit. There's much, much more has to be done on it. She's up on it, then up on it. So right now, a person should be able to go in that office and ask her a question, or she should be able to handle it to them. She took a tremendous beating through the Putney organization by calling, she's been called liars. She's been, and then of course we have all these emails that go in, and I think that's wrong, completely wrong. If I have something to say, I come down and I say it and they leave. But when you get every week 10, 15, or 20 emails, or 30 emails, or 40 emails, and you have to acknowledge that you got them, not very good. Not very. That's not what that office was about. And I think that was part of her problem. But beside the point, she knows that she's been up on the lawsuit that we have. She's been up on the zoning, the building trades, so. And, of course, she knows all the MDOT stuff, and where the money goes, and how it gets there, and how and where you can use it, and where you can, as well as Laura does. So, to me, that's an A+ just for the...
Sometimes it's okay for a change.
So, me,
I think, I mean... Sue, I looked at your resume and it blew me away. I didn't know you knew all of that stuff, and I commend you for that. I just think that based on where we are as a village, Sharon's experience, the fact that she can step in and cover for the treasurer if the treasurer's gone on vacation, sick, we're going through all of this. I just think it's a choice that makes sense for us at this point in time.
You didn't make a motion.
I move that we appoint Sharon Bauer to fill out the remainder of the term as clerk and work 2 days a week at her wage at the time that she left, 16, whatever it is, and that we pay her Medicare supplemental monthly health insurance at a cost of about $160 a month.
Yeah, that's what
I said. How would we pay that benefit to somebody part-time? That's a benefit.
That's a motion on the floor. She got it. You got to vote on it, either deny or but you got to vote on it.
Do I have a second?
1 second.
I'm sorry, what?
Joyce.
I second.
All right. Okay, now it's open for discussion.
What?
No, you can't
vote. No.
No.
It's open for discussion.
Yes, it is open. It's open for discussion.
I thought once the motion was made and seconded, then you...
You motion, you second,
you can't make another. Okay.
You
know, I said... That's why I don't want the clerk's job. I hate it, and I want my treasurer's job.
Okay, I thought we just went through discussion. You want to discuss more?
I want to discuss the motion. The motion says that we pay insurance, and it's a part-time job. I don't know why we would pay insurance.
I think the insurance thing is up in the air, because I think we're going to have to decide in the near future of all benefits. So I think that we should just skip the benefits in this position.
Well, that's part of the application process, though. That, you know, she said that she wanted the money and the benefits.
Right.
So
we don't have to do that. We can
Joyce, will you withdraw your second?
Sure.
You want to change?
Okay, and I want to withdraw my motion, and I move that we hire Sharon, work 2 days a week, 8 hours a day, at her existing wage with no benefits if she's willing to work for that. And I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against?
No.
No.
So it's 4-3, the motion's passed.
Should that be a roll call vote, because it's money related?
I don't, you know, see, I, you know me, like I said, don't, you know, I can tell you what I think if the president requests a roll call vote, yes, they have to, he can do that anytime he wants, but it, you don't have to.
Okay.
But, like I said, that's why I'm not.
I think so.
Yay!
Generally, a roll call,
Sorry?
That's right.
Yeah,
But not with a, not with a job.
We have a, I have another meeting to go to, so.
Okay, bye.
Jeremy time for me.
So I'll just give you money, I'll give it to the
Bit nice.